out, make y'all drop a Pontiac yet. Man, I ain't sleep last night in Zombie X. Would have robbed me, yeah, Robbie Cats in the Bobby van, especially when I come through, man. Yo, about to get this fishing rod, yeah, I'm about to get this broadcasting. Shit, nigga, this shit ain't broadcasting. Oh, wait, yes, it is, there's the camera. I'm about to come through, spit the fucking Kelsey Grammer, a couple of hammers, the bammers and niggas. I'm about to go ahead and just flip the script. We ain't just a bunch of bammers.
No.
Because, yo, I come through doing surgery with the scapula fountain. The niggas ain't even about this life that they about to come at me with. Nigga, I'm about to come through, nigga.
It's getting serious. Catch me in delirious states of mind, reality seeming too supercilious. I'm curious, the future, but present is all that's clear to us. Take a moment to meditate away from my incubus. Insomnia is a friend because she distracts me from my visions. At the same time, make evident my contradictions. Wishing, hoping, I'm speaking into existence. Admission to a higher consciousness isn't repentance. No, I don't regret any incidents of submission or fucking over abroad for a queen with better business. In retrospect, I was given preparation for precision. It's all in the cards dealt that decides who's winning.
See, it's all in our human nature to fall in the pool of hate because we let our ego speak because we thinking it brings our strength up. Instead, it weakens us. It's deceiving, plus the pain from tripping back to infant status. Bro, we need to wake up. The world's rising to the side of turning tides. Fertilize the seeds before the sun sets. The early rise will find us, take us back to where we used to be. When darkness comes, we're the same color. I know it's hard for you to see.
Studio phases. I'm gazing at these pages, praying these things I'm saying could save men. Maybe it's the flavor of the chiba I'm blazing that got me caged in. My mental states dim, body stays slim, I stand tall on my own 2 feet, making my flows unique, taking them hoes you see. But I'm meek, that means I'm humble, but don't hold me beat, cause blow for blow, and toe for toe, you Joe and I'm Ali. Or I'm Pete, the sole survivor in this cold environment.
Admittedly, spit wickedly, bitch niggas, they couldn't mimic me if her mom was on site. Grabbed the pen and tried to write. Go harder than coke rock on the corner of yo block. This, that, blue magic, no static. Shut your mouth and don't panic. They frantic now. Jump the gun and we shut them down. Hulk smash them to the pavement. Your payments was late, you peasant nigga. So run me my residuals before them individuals get to making niggas invisible. Ain't nobody missing you, you fish food to the shark.
Just leave it at Killacito, the kill his ego fast. You tried to run with me though, I bet that he don't last. We blow gas like a Hummer or a Tahoe. Fearing no man under the sun in the cosmos. Beast mode, maxing out, vibing with the Geechee goddess. She asked me why I dress her with such, so please be honest. Well, my mind and my vision, yo, we each a profit. The birthright to ball out, so fuck a Reaganomics. I beat the artists of ours. Now I'm climbing my way straight to the heart of the source. But keep my eye on that cake, them fickle broads try to throw cat right in my face, but I only take it like the cognac, minus the taste. I'm keeping it realer than a UFO. Ask your folks, they know we chiefing on the bluest smoke. Antidote, moving Robert Davis miles per hour. November coming, I'm a token, keep my eye on the shower, cause that's my substance, nigga. Hey, hey, okay, hey, hey, okay.
Dead in Hip Hop, Mike B, FIFO, Rock, and we're sitting here with Illmont. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Bless.
What's going on?
What up?
You said I'm
So, it's a lot of y'all. So, introduce yourselves to us and everybody watching.
We'll start at the top up here.
All right, I'm Slim. These are my background singers.
You're the club.
Nobody's coming to see him.
I'm Von Cito, aka Jesus Christ.
Alan Thomas.
Nihilyrical.
Bro, say that one more time. I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Nihilyrical.
All right.
She's really not a part of the group. We just brought her along. Yes, my name is Brother Albie.
And I am Nyla Snooks.
That's what's good. Anybody missing out of the group right now?
Yeah, man. Rapper Old English.
Ali Black.
Ali Black. Khalil Who.
So, like, it's a little, how many total is it in the group?
Nine.
Nine?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was 10.
Was.
Y'all kick somebody out?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's all.
Themselves out more.
Nah, yeah, it's all love, though. Like, it was just, you know, through life, moving through life, he's like, when you come through transitional phases, it's like things you realize
a lot. You gotta be like water with this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You go that way, fine.
So how did all of this happen?
I like to say it happened just through the love of music, just through the love of hip hop. Like we all like really enjoy music, but I think we found each other just through like communal, like just through general consensus of I love beats and rhymes.
Yeah, we were homies before this. That just the music just brought us like just sort of solidified it. You know what I'm saying?
We would always like try to do it, like freestyling, it, like
battle open. Each other, be whack at it, and still have fun with it.
But
you
then
know what I'm saying?
We had a friend of ours who was just like, "Why are y'all playing? Like, why are y'all messing around? Like, you guys can seriously if y'all want to." And then came out with Bro.
We just stopped fucking around.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Who won the most battles?
Nigga, I was killing all these. We used to play the Jam Rock beat and the Sitting Sideways beat, and I would go off on these niggas.
No, the Soul Survivor beat with A Crowdy and Jeezy.
You always talk about some get a hat.
Bruh,
so we lied about getting a hat, and he'll whoop my ass with it, and I wouldn't have nothing to say.
What else?
Like, get a hat. And I was like,
the blast with Talib Kweli and High Tech, man, we would always rap on
those. All the Zeus Man beats.
Yeah. A lot of OJ. When he first came out, we used to rap on a lot of
Zeus Man beats. Zeus Man instrumentals.
But just through that, it was just like.
It made sense.
Yeah.
It made sense to us.
So, like, what? Did you guys, like, grow up in, the same neighborhood? Or
man, like.
Across.
So, would you want the individual?
I was the last one to get in the group, actually. But I met them on the internet. I met them on Tumblr. They had meetups like a couple times, but I just never I actually went to school with one of our members, but like when I was in eighth grade, but like seventh grade, I went to Bethune Middle School for a little while, and I knew Paul, Ollie. But I met them New Year's 2011. They came and picked me up from my house, and ever since then,
he's just been stuck. Really.
But I mean, most of them, they've known each other since school. Y'all can go ahead.
Nikki,
I grew up in Stone Mountain, but I went to Shiloh High School, and so that's like way east. So like, I met them through a mutual friend who I used to MC with back in high school. We used to like battle rap dudes in our high school, and one day, that shit was very random. One day, we were riding back from downtown Atlanta, coming back to Indian Creek. And my homie saw them. He shouted them out. He was like, "Yo, Allen." And I was like, "Oh, who are they?" And then we just started talking. We started chilling. And then
he stuck.
Stuck.
That's gonna be.
It was really the free food at Vaughn's house.
We just sat and rapped all night. And then me and Vaughn and my cousin Ollie Black, who's my cousin, we had both met him in rapper Old English. And we just been friends for
I was like 16 and shit when I met them.
Yeah, we had been friends for the longest time.
Yeah.
Everybody
thinks I thought y'all were like at least brothers.
It's just the dread.
No, it's not.
Oh, really?
I thought y'all were
like. Hang around people long enough, you start taking on cat fucking all that weird shit.
I mean, it's like 8-9 years we've known each other now.
Wow.
So. Damn. Yeah, me on the other hand, I known them for a minute. I met them a little later in the picture, Naya as well. I've known Ian, O.E., since I was like in the sandbox and shit, like 4 or 5 years old. And him I've known since that was like 20 years, but I met him through Paul and whatnot. So yeah, it's just, we've all just been homies before all this music shit. Just so the chemistry and all that shit was just a done deal. We didn't have to worry about getting to know each other. Because once you know the people that you're doing music with, it's pretty easy to do music with them because you know them. You know what I'm saying?
Who rhymes and who produces it?
I rhyme and produce.
Okay. I rhyme.
I've been rhyming but just started producing.
I'm a residential ghostwriter.
and our manager, he's an old white guy. He actually writes all our raps. Everything really.
All the
hand slim.
All the good songs.
You produce too?
Yeah, I make everything.
He makes.
Produce.
You produce as well? No, I just rap.
Are you the only female in the group?
Kinda, I'm not in the group, I'm a solo artist, but for 3 years I've known these guys pretty much, and I met them through a mutual friend, and then the next summer I was on their couch the whole summer doing music in the living room. So,
on the spot.
I haven't really differentiated. appreciated it. I kind of feel like my brother, so it's not like I'm an outsider or I have like a different kind of vibe on the song. We just vibe all together.
Yeah, she get a little too comfortable.
He's the only hater.
So I wanted to ask you guys, like, what made you decide to be a group instead of individual? Because most times, you know, people start off individually, but what made you guys really want to band together and be like, well, let's all just do it?
I feel like when we started making music, it was like it was all of the best stuff came out, like when we did it together. Like all of the we could do like things. We could always just make solo music if we wanted to, but really all of the stuff, to me, at least in my opinion, that sounded the best, it came from us, is when we worked together. When we had that like organic energy that you get when you work in the same room with somebody and you can get that feedback. And it was always just, it's nothing like it. It's nothing at all like
it. And it was always like a contrast between our styles. You know what I'm saying? I rap like this and he raps way like that, but it would always work out.
You know, I was getting ready to say, because I remember you mentioned the Blaz with Tali, and then you mentioned OJ Juice Man beat. Like, how y'all style?
If y'all are going to ask us what are your musical influences, it's like,
it
look
could
at
go
your
on. Watch. Yeah. Where's the influence?
If you want to, we could have all day if y'all
we
want.
We would be here all day if we really talked about influences.
Individual influences.
Like, honestly.
Because we all listen to different shit.
Yeah, because like my personal influence started off from like I didn't even get into hip-hop till I was like probably 10 years old. I had to like sneak hip-hop records. My family was like living in Miami. My family's very into like reggae, salsa, techno, house music, like all types of weird stuff. Nothing hip-hop though. Like they'll cuss me out if they ever heard like me listen to DMX. You know what I'm saying? I used to love DMX too. Like when I heard the Rough Riders then.
Y'all can shoot him if you want.
Nah, he doesn't like DMX either. What?
I mean, yeah,
it's only because he looks like him. You got tired of hearing
like
that.
Dragon. You look like their son.
No. I've never been a DMX fan.
DMX.
Never.
BMX? Really, dog? BMX.
Mad as shit, look. Oh.
So do your parents know you rap now?
Oh, yeah.
How they feel about that?
They're not too fond of that.
Oh, man.
I just talked to my mom before I came here, man. I was like, yeah, mom, I'm about to go to this like, interview. So, God, you in this interviews and this music, this hip hop and blah 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 blah. She's Jamaican, so she's like, ah, oh, them team, man, I like them something. You know, you have to get a real career on blah blah blah. I'm like,
get a Ross Clot job.
Get a Ross. If this don't work out, I got you. All right, just now.
Yeah, my parents are pretty okay with it. They don't listen to it. Like, it's too much cursing.
My mom said the same thing. She said she loves that I do it, but she can't listen to it.
Yeah,
She just can't take the fact that I curse. Shit. It happens. I curse. Fuck.
It's funny yourself because they be the main one. They curse like
right.
They curse worse than us. Worse than us. Go to church on Sunday. Come from church cursing up the place. Max, you not wash the dishes yet? You not wash the dishes yet? Like who the fuck? Like you know all this stuff. Right? So it's like just hearing them, just like their reaction to us cursing. It's like what? I ain't even question.
Chewing.
So are you all you guys from Georgia? I'm
gotcha.
Oh,
yeah. Can't think you're Arsenio Hall and shit.
Right.
Nothing, go ahead.
I'll hold the 5, 6, 7 questions for that hour and a half.
Go ahead, man.
Nah, just who you want to start with.
It doesn't matter, man.
St. Thomas USVI raised in Decatur.
We might as well just say it.
Might
as well. I mean, yeah, it's like ultimately, like Illmont, the name Illmont is based out of east, like the east side of Atlanta. Like, that's where we all met. And Illmont is an actual place, like, it's an actual house that was in Avondale. It's up the street from the first Waffle House. And that's where we all just came together, but we're all from different places. Where are you from?
I was born in Sierra Leone, West Africa, but I mean, I've been in America my whole life, but I'm from Miami, Georgia, man.
And he's from Miami. I'm from Chicago.
Miami, just
from New York. Yeah, but it's, we all, it's like, I've been here, I've been in Decatur, like in Atlanta, since I knew how to read.
That's crazy.
How do you guys fit in? We get a lot of people on our show that are from Atlanta, but do not sound even remotely like they're from Atlanta, as really? Far as music goes. Actually, I think the majority of the dudes we've interviewed, we ask them the same question, because it's always like when you listen to their music, it's just like, okay, this is not really what we would expect from Atlanta hip hop. Mm. So how do you guys fit in with that at all?
We just don't fucking try. We just, the goal is just to fucking do us, whatever. That's it. It kind of keep it organic, you know what I'm saying? Try not to sound like this, that. And if a beat just so happens to sound like a certain thing that you're used to listening to, is probably just because of how I felt at the time, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we just don't focus on trying to fit in anywhere.
Yeah, it's a lot of Southern pride, and just we appreciate what it is that Atlanta is and what it means to us. But I don't think, you know, like, there's a, when you kind of like make Atlanta, when you make it a sound, you kind of kill progress, the chance to kind of push outside of that.
Evolution.
And our influences, it just keeps us from sounding like really anything.
Yeah, so if we're uncomparable, then yes. Yes.
That's the goal, right?
There you go. Come on.
We want people to say they sound like us.
Boom.
There you go. How did you guys hook up with my man D. Swain? Because that's how I heard about you guys.
Hand it to him on the motherfucking street. Literally.
It's so funny. We went to go see, I couldn't have been more than 17. And we went to go see, we went to go see MOP and Percy P.
Couldn't get in.
At the Loft. We couldn't get in. We was too young. Seeing Chaos, we was good. We was cool with him. Yeah. And he was going to try to get us in. Oh, I can only get two of y'all. Of course, we brought like every single person. Whatever, man. So we actually got Percy P to come outside and rap for us for a little bit. We looked up to him so much, man.
There's a video of us rapping with him. We sucked, but he rapped for us.
Percy P, he's so nasty, bro. And anyway, so we're leaving. We're walking up the street. Danny Swain's walking right down the street. We're like, what? Like, I'm a huge Danny Swain fan at the time. Like ever since I was in high school, I would walk home listening to like Charm and stuff.
That's funny.
Okay. And yeah, we was like, what? Really? Is this really happening? And he was like, do I know you?
That's so cool.
He was like, ever since then, like we met him. I think me and Slim were walking down a record store day, maybe like, yeah, like almost like a year later, and he was like, "Yo, what's y'all again?" We were inseparable since then. Like, it's just that guy's like family. He's married to Old English's sister.
Okay, yeah. We used to work with him.
Really?
And I didn't know it was him. He came through, and he knows a real good friend of mine. Do you know Morgan? Morgan Sherman?
No. Sounds familiar.
I know Morgan Sherman.
Yeah, bald chick, gorgeous. Yeah, that's a friend of mine. And I was hanging out with her, and then Danny Swain got a job there. And we're over there just kind of talking. And she's like, she was looking at something. She's like, oh yeah, they took your album down. And I was like, oh, you do music? And he's like, yeah. I was like, well, what do you go by? And he was like, Danny. And I was like, whatever, dog. He showed me the album cover. Remember like the Jux mixtape that he did?
Or
that,
Danny is dead?
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, that's not you. And he was like, yeah, that's me. I was like, wait, Danny with exclamation point? He was like, yeah. I was like, oh shit. I've been talking to the guy for months. I had no idea that was actually the same dude. Man, hilarious.
I was really big into Def Jux at the time too. Yeah, so it was like wow, like I couldn't even believe he was walking down the street.
I didn't even know about Danny. Like when first time I met him, and he was like, yo, my name Danny. It's like,
okay.
Like, you know who I am? Like, you don't know what? Like, no, Death Jux? Da, da, da. I was like, I mean, like, cause I used to listen to like Aesop Rock and like St. Francis and like The Orphanage and all them when I was in high school, but I never heard of you, bro. But like, nice to meet you, though.
we actually surprised him when we dropped when we did our first project, because we weren't really like outwitted to him that we did music. You know, I always did beats. I've been doing beats since I was 15, but I was never really telling people I was doing beats, because I guess it was a comfort thing. But you know, after we dropped the first project, you know, he was like, well, just to go. But it wasn't, you know,
So what are y'all working on right now?
There's a project we have coming out fairly soon called 20 East Volume 2. Is the next Waffle House Diary, next chapter of our 20s volume
one
series. It's usually more eclectic than a lot of our album stuff, but this time it's definitely going to be very, very well rounded. A lot of good music on it, like real just groovy stuff, man. I feel like I'm just excited thinking about it. Like, I was like, oof.
I can't wait for people to hear it, man.
Yeah, me neither.
What do you currently have out right now?
We got...
Like, what would be the like first thing you'll tell someone to go check out?
Bro,
start from the beginning.
Just start from the beginning?
Start from the beginning, man.
Which is?
Brother LP. First album.
What's up?
And then from there, just everything after that, 20s Volume 1, Shoddy.
So with so many people in the crew, how does it work when trying to create music? Do you have some of you guys that's kind of like, well, I'm gonna just procrastinate? Do you have some of y'all that's just in the booth all day, I get this out? Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying?
Juicy stuff.
Yeah, because it's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Our crew isn't that big, and sometimes it, you know,
it can get like that too.
It could get like that with certain things, you know, so it's just human nature. But 10 people or 9 people,
mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people to, you know, get together and hey, I need this now. Or
yo, man, you got like this verse out of man.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, a lot of the music that we come up with is just like natural, if for lack of better words. Like sometimes it just is like we just like me, like him or him would probably be going through beats on the computer. Maybe somebody sent us or maybe one of my beats. And start liking it, and if the groove is right, we just start writing. And just
okay,
knock out a song. So it just happens.
So then, what's the decision process? Because let's say y'all two like it, nobody else likes it.
Oh, then we probably
what
don't.
What do you mean? Like what? The beat to write the verse,
or song? Just the whole song?
Or maybe y'all started writing or something, and y'all bring it to the crew, and they're like, nah. Like, what's the decision?
If the whole crew don't like it.
Yeah, because everybody's not on every song.
Everybody got feelings to some extent. Because, you know, if you're performing a song that half the crew is feeling it, then you're going to get
half the performance. You can tell on stage that only half the crew is feeling it. And that's nasty, like, on stage. You don't want that.
I mean, there are definitely songs that we don't like. You know what I mean? But, it's like that's
you just gotta shush your ego. That's a lot of ego.
And it's like really, you know, like that when we put on songs, like it just says Illmind. Like there's no Illmind featuring Alan Thomas or whatever, but it's so it's like all the like it's an Illmind song. If Illmind can't really feel it, it doesn't really go right. We got a ton of music and a lot of times it's that. Like not everybody feels it.
Okay, so I got another question stemming from this. So when you guys perform, it's 9 people. Like, do most places have 9 mics, first of all?
We don't have 9 mics.
I'm from 3 or 4. Okay. And then the other thing is since all of you guys aren't on all the same tracks, how does that work? Y'all got, like, substitution tag team? Like, what y'all, like, you know what I'm saying?
I try to make it look as seamless as possible, but it's usually just like,
you know, it's a little, we kind of run in the back behind the DJ, you know what I'm saying, chilling. And you know, blah, talk shit. You know, it's,
like
it's natural, man. Just keep
letting it flow.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like 4 mics. Yeah, we rotate. We got the set list. We know who's on what. So it's like, you know. Just rotate.
Make sure whoever's right has the good mic.
Yeah. As much as you can.
It's always the mic problem.
Yeah, it is. Because I think that happened when you guys was with performed. 529. Somali. Yeah, 529.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like it's, if you coming up, you're going to deal with some shitty mics. You know, you're going to deal with some stuff like that. So we kind of in the punk rock stage right now.
I guess they're going to pass the mic to me. I don't really freestyle, but I'm going to go ahead. Wow.